somewhere right near the end of the email said, Kevin, I think it would be great if your kids delivered the message. And I said, that sounds pretty advanced, Mike. I'm not sure we're quite ready for that yet. And Mike responded very politely, as Mike does, and said, well, you know, I think they can handle that. I mean, they're getting older now. I think they can probably take down that task and really deliver something powerful. And I said, Mike, Thomas is 7. Is he? Can't read. He may be able to scribble you a picture of a cat that looks like a pizza, but not sure we're quite up to that. And it was one of those emails where right after I pushed send, I went, my Sunday school kids. Okay. All right. You've got this. So the theme was growing in love, and I thought about that. And fortunately, for the past about 8 months or so, we've had a lot of talks, gone through a lot of lessons, and through our discussions, through our studies, scripture that we've read, film we've seen, we've already done a lot of growing in love. Our love for God, God's world, love for our church, and love for Star Wars. So I figured this will be no problem. And of course, one of the themes that has come up over and over is family. We spent some time talking about the authority figures that God has placed in our lives and the importance of those figures and how he carries out his plan in his world. And right near the top of those, God early and often throughout Scripture speaks of mom and dad. And in fact, it was so important, it was one of the first 10. So we talked about how can we choose some passages that really speak to us as a group. And Jacob and Emma both found some that spoke with them, and they're going to share those with us today. And Jacob is going to start with one of the 10.
Mother's Day is a day about honoring our mothers who work all day for us to make us better, to protect us, and to prepare us for the life ahead of us. One passage from the Bible that I think best represents this idea comes from Exodus 21:12. It says, honor your father and mother, so that you may live long in the land that the Lord your God has given you. I interpret this passage as saying, if you honor and listen to your mother, it will prepare you for the life ahead of you and help you live long and stay out of trouble. A perfect example of this is my sister. She's had an overall tough life. Things haven't gone great for her. I love her, but she does have her problems. For the most part, they all stem from not listening to my mother when she was young. She made some decisions that my mother warned against. She did some stupid things. Some of them almost ruined her life. She hung out with some bad people. People my mom told her she shouldn't be going around with. Really, for my sister, a lot of things went wrong. But today, she is doing better. Not great, but she's realizing how bad some of her choices really were and just how much they affected her. She's also realizing just how right her mom was. She's listening and taking advice from her now and figuring out how much easier her life could have been had she honored her mother. Honoring her mother and her father certainly isn't always easy to do, but they do know what is best for us, and we have to understand it. When your mother tells you to do something, it is to help you, even if it doesn't seem like it is going to at that point in time. They have lived longer and know what is best for us. In the words of Paul McCartney, let's all get up and dance to a song that was a hit before your mother was born. Though she was born a long, long time ago, your mother should know. He says that these lines have an underlying meaning. Your mother knows more than you think she does. I have learned a lot from my mother. How to be a better person. How to never give up and keep trying. How to give everything I have to do things. She taught me some extremely valuable life lessons to help me get through life. That is what honoring your mother is. Listening to her and respecting her. She has lived on this earth for longer than you have. And believe it or not, she most likely heard some of these same exact things from her mother and felt the same exact way. Mothers teach us a lot of life lessons that will help us later in life. Things like, eat your veggies and look both ways before you cross the road. These help build skills like responsibility and patience for when you get a job. Mothers teach manners, respect, love, and how to survive on this earth. Another story is about my sister, she is a mother to her children. Her kids just turned 1 year old, and they are certainly two of the smartest kids, babies, that I know. This has been part of their mother. She loves them. She talks to them all day and plays with them and is already teaching them valuable life lessons. She makes sure they know what is right and wrong when they do something. She has cared for those babies right from when they were born and will continue to care for them many more years. She also has had them act as one of the most important things a mother can do for her grown children. Mothers are teaching their children how to live right from the second they are born, and that is why they are so important. They never stop helping us, and everything they do is for our own good. Our world wouldn't be where we are today if we don't respect our mothers and listen to what they had to say when they were talking. So if I haven't gotten my point across, love your mothers, respect them, honor them, show them you care by doing something nice for them this Mother's Day. I want to thank all mothers out there, especially mine, just for being a mother and helping me to get where I am today. Happy Mother's Day.
I can think of some kids out there who would do well to remember that phrase, honor thy father and thy mother. We've talked about some passages, some scripture passages that capture some of the essence of motherhood. And one that we talked about really seemed to capture all the different kinds of roles that moms play at home, at work, in society, in the family. And one that really spoke to me, and one that Emma will also elaborate on, comes from Proverbs 31. It says, "A good wife who can find? She is far more precious than jewels. The heart of her husband trusts in her, and he will have no lack of gain. She does him good, not harm, all the days of her life. She seeks wool and flax. She is like the ships of the merchant. She brings her food from afar. She rises while it is yet night and holds food for her household and tasks for her maidens. She considers a field and buys it. With the fruit of her hands, she plants a vineyard. She girds her loins with strength and makes her arms strong. She perceives that her merchandise is profitable. Her lamp does not go out at night. She puts her hands to the distaff, and her hands hold the spindle. She opens her hand to the poor and reaches out her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of snow," good thing here, "for her household are clothed in scarlet. She makes herself coverings. Her clothing is fine linen and purple. Her husband is known in the gates, where he sits among the elders of the land. She makes linen garments and sells them. She delivers girdles to the merchant. Strength and dignity are her clothing, and she laughs at the time to come. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and the teaching of kindness is on her tongue."
Keep going with my tradition of embarrassing my mother every year. I love my mother. She means so much to me. So when Mr. Watts said that we were doing the Mother's Day service, I was really excited. He also gave me this Bible verse to compare to my mom, Proverbs 31:27-28. "She watches over the affairs of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children arise and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her." And I thought that I should break it down to get the real comparison. First is, she watches over the affairs of her household. But I feel that my mom has so much more to worry about than just her house. She has to worry about me, my dad, my dog, making dinner, cleaning the house, what events are going to take place the next day, her depressing job at a cemetery, and so on. In our busy lives nowadays, stressing over one thing would be absolute bliss. Next is, and does not eat the bread of idleness. I would say that's not entirely true. My mom loves to sleep. She usually goes to bed around 10 and only gets up when she has to. If she had her way every day, she would probably wake up around noon. But when she's not sleeping, she's busy doing something for the entire day. Whether it's working or knitting, she's always doing something. Next, her children arise and call her blessed. since I am an only child, I always say how blessed she is to have me as a kid. Since I hate doing sports, whenever we see a sporting practice going on around us, I always ask her, "Aren't you glad I don't like sports?" And her answer is always a big yes. But for my mom, instead of sitting through a sporting event, she has to sit through my theater performances. Since I've been in a total of 14 shows, and there is 4 nights total, she's attended 56 shows in a row. Well, not in a row, but at show nights. I mean, some she didn't watch because she's being an usher or cleaning a public toilet at the Players Guild of Dearborn. But she's been there every step of the way. And finally, her husband also, and he praises her. I would say that my parents are pretty blessed to have each other. They've been married for 20 years now. So I would say that they were lucky to have found each other. And I must say, I couldn't have asked for a better dad or mom.
The Proverbs passage concludes, "Many women have done excellently, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised."